There was a Ken Rosenthal report from The Athletic that the Yankees backed out of the Flaherty trade. And Flaherty ended up going to the L.A. Dodgers for two of, I guess, their top 15 prospects. And we know that the Dodgers farm system is deep, the deepest in baseball, as we hear every single year.
We know that?
That's what everybody says. I have no goddamn clue, but that's what people say. It was over medical concerns, apparently. So Brian Cashman got the medical records and said, it doesn't look right. Which reminds me of last year when they traded for a man named Frankie Montas.
Yeah.
Who came over here and was hurt. And didn't work out when they traded for damaged goods. And there's no way that you can tell me that that doesn't affect a general manager. Because it was when you saw 2021 and 2022 with the Mets, and they traded for Javi Baez in 2021. That blew up in their face. In 2022, they really did nothing at the trade deadline. Vogelback and Ruff and all of that nonsense that was going on. And that I really believe that the trade and trading Pete Crow Armstrong for Javi Baez and them not wanting to do that or looking back at it and feeling it was a bad idea affected them the next year. I'm telling you that Brian Cashman's like, I cannot trade for damaged goods as a starting pitcher again. I just can't do it 2 years in a row.
I agree with that. There's no question that they are impacted by past failures.